Welcome to the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast, where I share stories of the babies I've treated, tips for professionals and parents, and demystify this magical healing modality. I'm Megan Beams, your baby bodywork mentor, and I'm obsessed with all things birth, psychology, healing, and plain old being a human. Join me while I dig deep into craniosacral therapy. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a thing. Hello and welcome to another episode of the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast. I am your host, Megan, and I am going to be talking about treating during COVID. It has been an interesting year. That is an understatement for everyone, I'm assuming. But looking back, it has been an incredible year of growth and thankfully not overly challenging. Back in March, during the initial lockdown, RMTs were not able to treat. We were mandated non-essential. So we were locked down. And it was also suggested that if we have any PPE, that we donate it to a local hospital. So even if we could treat, we wouldn't have had any PPE anyway. And that was because there wasn't enough to go around, as you can remember. And also, I had to wait until August to receive the cleaning products that I ordered back in May because everything was on back order. There was such a demand for cleaning products so that we could treat again, and I was depending on Lysol wipes, which is not exactly as environmentally friendly as I like to be. I'm not into that so much. So that was a really difficult time for me. I got extremely depressed. I had my kids at home. Yay. Love them, but I am not designed to be a full-time mom. Kudos to anyone who is and who is currently homeschooling their children. I am bowing down to you. That is so incredibly impressive. And I would like to come over there and give you a massage and a break, but that's not possible. And I understand that just saying, good job, doesn't make it any easier for you. You're actually having a really hard time. That's not what this podcast episode is about. I just wanted to tell you that, if you were listening. Anyway, so I was really depressed. And I had just, you know, my business had just started to pick up. I was seeing more and more clients, getting more and more referrals. And I felt like the rug had been pulled from beneath my feet. Not only that, but the lack of oxytocin from all of the babies I was holding before, there was no oxytocin. There was so little oxytocin I was getting from baby cuddles. It was a really difficult time. So what I did was I focused on my reopening strategy. By May, after spending the last 2 months or so with our regular routine of watching TV until noon, having a nap, getting up from our nap, having a snack, finally getting out of our pajamas at 5 o'clock to go outside for 25 minutes, to have dinner at 6 o'clock, to go to bed at 7:30. Yes, by the end of that, I was ready to focus on my business again. And there was a light at the end of the tunnel. There was a reopening, you know, the phase one was happening, and there was gossip within the massage therapy that we would be in phase two. So I was planning for that. And not only that, I started taking courses. As you know, I love learning and I get obsessed about things. So I started taking courses about babies and tongue ties and anything I could get my hands on, really. But I also learned a lot about how to properly wash my hands. That was one of the requirements as a massage therapist. In order to go back, we had lots of online courses that we had to complete. But then I also focused on building the structure of my business. I focused on what I needed for when things started up again, like my COVID protocols, what it would look like when I had clients coming to me again. And I got really excited again. I wasn't able to get back up and going until July because I was waiting for my own PPE and I just didn't feel ready. I had to get my home office put together. Everything had to be easily sanitized between clients, so I had to get new chairs. And it took a little while to get things set up. But when I did, it was like nothing happened. I was immediately busy. I was immediately fully booked. And that's because babies don't care that it's a pandemic. They really don't. They still get born. They still have tissue restrictions in their bodies. And these parents, now more than ever, really needed the support. They were stuck at home without anyone being able to come over and relieve them of their duties, which were nonstop, 24 hours. Grandparents couldn't come over and cuddle their new babies, grandbabies. And these parents were suffering. They were having a really hard time. Not only that, but with anxiety as well. So because I had the PPE required in order to have a safe appointment, these parents were able to come in and feel comfortable with me. And what I had also done was stopped doing home visits. When I noticed the numbers getting a little bit higher, so probably back in early October, I said, it's time to stop doing home visits. I need to be able to control my environment. I need to be able to use a gallon of cleaning solution between each client's, and I need to know what my surroundings are. So that's why I chose to only work from my home office. And what that allowed me to do was actually take more clients per day. So I actually had a shorter wait list, which was good because these babies and these families need the help immediately. They don't need it 2 weeks from now. They need it as soon as possible. And 2 weeks is really far away for someone who's in a lot of pain and depressed and anxious and all of those things. So I was happy that I was able to take on more people and help more people out. So now I'm busier than ever, actually. Even during this second, at the time of recording, this is mid-December, and we are right deep in the smack of the second wave, and numbers are high, and I am still fully booked. I am still taking on more and more clients because people need the support. And what's really great is that I have meaning again. I have a lot of oxytocin running through my body. It's really, really great. I love every single baby that I meet. I truly love them. It's just the most fantastic connection that I can have in a short amount of time. I really love what I do. It's truly magical. That's it for today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and learned a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes as a craniosacral therapist during lockdown, during a global pandemic. It's been interesting. That's my favorite word. Interesting is probably my favorite politically correct word that I use, and you'll probably hear it quite often. I love it. Take care. Have a great day.